scientific principles for God's existence. Evidence beyond observation. There is considerable confusion among people regarding the views of Einstein. Some assume that he was an outright atheist, while others believe that he affirmed the existence of God. However, a careful study of his various statements suggests that Einstein was neither a denier of God nor a conventional believer. Rather, he may best be described as a skeptic, someone who remained uncertain about God's existence. In this regard, a report published in the Times of India sheds light on Einstein's position. In 1997, Skeptic, a magazine known for its strong unbelieving stance, published for the first time a series of letters that Einstein had exchanged in 1945 with a junior officer in the U.S. Navy, Guy Rahner. Rahner had asked whether it was true that Einstein had moved from atheism to belief in God after a discussion with a Jesuit priest, who had argued that a design implies a designer, and therefore the universe must have a creator. Einstein replied that he had never met such a priest. He further stated that, from the perspective of a religious believer, he might be regarded as an atheist. At the same time, he emphasized that it was misleading to use human-like concepts when dealing with realities beyond human experience, and that one should instead humbly admire the harmony of the universe as far as it can be understood. When Rahner pressed him further to clarify whether he was an atheist in the strict sense, Einstein responded, "You may call me an agnostic, but I do not share the crusading spirit of the professional atheist." The Times of India, New Delhi, May 18, 2012. Einstein's position reflects, to a large extent, the general attitude of many scientists. God is not considered a subject of direct scientific investigation. This raises an important question. Why do scientists, despite this limitation, generally refrain from outright denial of God's existence? Why do many of them describe themselves as agnostics rather than atheists? Agnosticism represents a middle position, where one neither denies nor affirms belief in God with certainty. It is true that science concerns itself primarily with the material world. However, the material world is itself a creation. Thus, the study of nature becomes, indirectly, the study of the work of a creator. A scientist may deny God verbally, but the signs present in the universe, order, structure, and coherence, cannot be dismissed so easily. In fact, modern scientific discoveries have revealed that the universe is marked by meaningfulness, design, and purpose. These features point beyond the material itself. They suggest an underlying intelligence. To evaluate this, one may apply a scientific method, which explanation better fits the observed universe, one that excludes a creator, or one that affirms a creator? Clearly, the latter aligns more closely with the structured and purposeful nature of reality. This method of reasoning may be described as a form of verification based on coherence with observed data. Another relevant scientific concept is the principle of compatibility. According to this principle, a theory may not be directly observable, yet it may still be accepted if it fits consistently with other verified observations. In science, many accepted realities are not directly seen but are inferred through their effects. If this principle is applied to the question of God, belief in a creator becomes a reasonable and well-supported conclusion. From a strictly scientific standpoint, it is often said that there is no direct proof of God's existence. Science has identified fundamental particles such as electrons, quarks, and neutrinos. Yet, these particles have not been directly observed through human sight. Scientists accept their existence because their effects can be measured and studied. The same logic can be extended further. Closer examination reveals that the issue is not merely one of cause and effect. The universe exhibits not only activity but also order, balance, and purpose. Leading scientists such as Sir James Jeans, Sir Arthur Eddington, Albert Einstein, Fred Hoyle, and others have acknowledged this remarkable harmony. One scientist observed that the substance of organic life appears to be deeply connected with what may be described as mind stuff. A more balanced conclusion, therefore, is that while the concept of God as presented in religion may not be a direct subject of scientific experimentation, scientific discoveries provide indirect support for belief in God. Science does not prove God in a laboratory sense, but it offers a vast body of evidence pointing towards an underlying intelligence. In scientific explanations of the universe, there remains a missing element. Science describes processes, interactions, and laws, but it does not account for the ultimate source behind them. It explains the action but remains silent about the actor. In contrast, the Quranic perspective includes both the action and the one who brings it into existence. If science acknowledges order and intelligence in the universe, it is only logical to consider that such intelligence must originate from a conscious source. Einstein himself, despite being born into a Jewish family, developed doubts regarding traditional notions of God. In a letter written in 1954 to the philosopher Erich B. Gekind, he remarked that the word God was an expression of human weakness. However, what he termed as weakness may, in fact, be understood differently. Human beings possess a natural inclination to seek explanations. This is not a defect but a defining strength. It is this very quality that has driven scientific progress. The desire to understand has led humanity to uncover the laws of nature and to build civilization. Without this trait, human advancement would have remained impossible. Thus, the search for God may be seen as an extension of this same intellectual impulse. It reflects the human desire to understand not only how the universe works, but why it exists. In this sense, the journey from observation to realization is both natural and meaningful. In science, many accepted realities are not directly seen but are inferred through their effects. If this principle is applied to the question of God, belief in a creator becomes a reasonable and well-supported conclusion.